Americans will heed history's lessons. Throughout history, surprise has had a leading role in military disasters. Today, an enemy capable of surprise air attack could leave chaos in his wake. That's why you should be in the Civilian Ground Observer Corps, volunteering a few hours a week to guard our skies. Be a ground observer. Contact your local civilian defense office and join immediately.
Is the sweetheart you married the husband you expected him to be? Has the war created new problems for you in your marriage? To answer these and other personal problems brought in by your friends and neighbors, ARID presents John J. Anthony, founder of the famed Marital Relations Institute, in a brand new program of daily sessions of kindly and helpful advice. Just as Mr. Anthony, by examples in this studio, is helping thousands of men and women solve their personal problems, ARID, too, is helping thousands to solve the important personal problem of underarm perspiration. ARID helps you avoid perspiration damage to clothes and safeguards friendships. Use ARID every day. It helps stop perspiration safely, and at the same time, ARID is a most effective deodorant.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
And now to the top of the Biltwell Hotel for Flash Phillips and the music of the big bands.
Glenn Miller and In the Mood.
We'll be right back.
Big Band Swings. It's Friday night, and we're heading to New York City and listening into the NBC Radio Network, the Red Branch of NBC, and head to the Paradise Restaurant. It's 11:30 at evening, and it's time for some Glenn Miller.
The National Broadcasting Company invites you to listen to Glenn Miller's music. Miller's music, coming to you from the Paradise Restaurant in New York City. Music styled by one of the nation's leading exponents of the swing trombone and an ace arranger. Glenn Miller, ladies and gentlemen. The vocals are by lovely Marion Hutton and Ray Eberly. Our young composer-arranger, Glenn Miller, picks up his swing trombone to lead the band in his own arrangement of I Never Knew. Glenn Miller's music inviting you to dance or just listen, while Ray Eberly steps to the microphone now to sing Glenn's arrangement of This Can't Be Love. ¶¶
I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be lost. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes.
Come honeyed words, favorite girl vocalist of the Harvard undergraduates is blonde Marion Hutton of the Glenn Miller Orchestra, who now sings What Have You Got That Gets Me? One of your favorite melodies that came forth in A Swell Scene in a Picture. Listen to Ray Eberly singing Change Partners.
Thank you.
partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close with your lips touching his face? Can't you see I'm longing to be in his place? Won't you change partners and dance with me? Ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. In his arms ever since, heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never have to change partners again.
The National Broadcasting Company is inviting you to listen to Glenn Miller's music, coming to you from the Paradise Restaurant in New York City, where one of the country's leading exponents of the swing trombone and one of America's ace arrangers, Glenn Miller, plays nightly. And now listen as the band swings into When Paul Was Courtin' Ma.
I feel pretty fair. I just got a letter from my gal down there.
Down where?
Down there.
Where's there?
Where's there? My gal's down home in Texas.
Don't give me that stuff. You do all right. Why, I see you with a different chick every night. Now, I'm not a bad guy. I won't mention any names, but what's the story with you and the dame?
Well, Glenn, I guess I do pretty well, but there's really not an awful lot that I could tell. My pa was a pretty sharp cat in his day and says he used to court ma in the old-fashioned way.
Why, that old-fashioned stuff wouldn't stand a chance in the hustle and the bustle of modern romance.
Oh, it wouldn't, huh?
No.
Well, you'll find out. I'll show you just what I'm talking about.
But why, man?
Okay. They didn't have no airplanes, didn't have no streamlined trains, but they had lonely country lanes when Paul was courting Ma. They didn't have no ritzy bars, fancy drinks and caviars, but they had lots of moon and stars when Paul was courting Ma. They didn't have no commentator with the news broadcast. They'd listen in on the party line and get their news almost as fast. They didn't have no electric lights, just for lamps they'd spoon at night. Still in all, they did all right when Paul was courting more.
Now all you say is true, I guess, but there must be more to your success. Have you told all, Texas?
No. Say, just one thing I got on Paul. He didn't have a saxophone when he courted Ma. It's a funny thing about the gals today. They go for a guy that can swing and sway.
Now, Texas, I think you got something there.
Something where?
Something there.
Well, where's there?
Right there. So go on, start blowing.
Well, okay.
Get going, go on.
Well, I'm a-going.
Start blowing.
Paul was courting Ma. Dramatic parts taken by Tex Beneke and Glenn Miller. Also the lyrics. Why doesn't somebody tell me these things? Glenn Miller's music, Marion Hutton's voice. ¶¶
like one and one make two and two make love and love is blind. Why doesn't somebody tell me these things? I guess you suppose I'm supposed to guess when love is on your mind. Got me all excited, looks like lovers found me. Got your arms around me, what am I supposed to do now? Oh, my mother never confided in me before I left her apron string. So why doesn't somebody tell me these things?
As a musical salute to the Duke University football team, which plays the University of Southern California in the Rose Bowl game, our talented young composer Glenn Miller offers his own arrangement of Down South Camp Meeting.
With me telling of you,
somebody new would just be bored with me. Then I'd be bored as I could be with other company, with you on my mind.
Man, that ain't no camp meeting. No, sir, that's no camp meeting, ladies and gentlemen. That was with you on my mind. You in turn asked me, well, who is you and what's it doing on your mind when you're announcing numbers? Anyway, we had that nice musical salute to Duke University, had all this nice copy written about it, and we did that. Well, we're awfully sorry, and here is Down South Camp Meeting. Look out.
Thank you.
at last was really a down south camp meeting. See the difference between that and something on your mind? Quite a lot, isn't it? The National Broadcasting Company has invited you to listen to Glenn Miller's music, styled by one of the country's leading exponents of the swing trombone and one of America's ace arrangers, and coming to you from the Paradise Restaurant in New York City. And until another time real soon, Glenn Miller, everybody in the band says, so long.
Coming your way on 88.7 KRVS and on the web at krvs.org. And these are the sounds of the Big Band Swings program.
Not just big bands. You'll also hear early jazz, ragtime, solo piano, blues, bebop, and pop, plus comedy. It's a cornucopia of sounds on Big Band Swings.
Vous venez d'entendre On ne badine pas avec l'amour d'Alfred.
And just issued by the Home Office stresses that there is no general danger.
Horns a poppin'. So while it's hot, let's pass the butter as we join the group All America has voted the musical morons most likely to succeed, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, Dick and Freddie Morgan, and Sir Frederick Gass. And speaking of Gass, here's the one and only, in fact, the matchless, the man to touch it off, Spike Jones and the City Slickers.
We're playing blues and you're playing a concerto.
Well, look what it says here. Paganini.
That's not Paganini. That's page 9.
Country tour of ours, we've endeavored to fit our music to our surroundings. Tonight, we're broadcasting on the banks of the historic James River. So in honor of the James River, here are the City Slickers with Jack Golly, our saxophone virtuoso, seated at the console of his trusty busher, in our version of the Blue Danube.
years have come and the years have gone, but the oft-told tale is not true. For of all the things the Danube is, the Danube is not blue.
The Danube is green.
Whoa,
whitish,
whoa, whitish. But more in inkling.
Too rash, too rash.
Green as a bean.
Shine, blue.
It ain't not the ruff, ruff. The blueberry looks a little purple. Though your maple syrup looks a little murple. Don't you leave what you have heard or you have saw. The Danube isn't blue, it's green.
As grass in the spring, it's as green as a dollar. You spend on a fling, it's as green as the paint. You put in the screen, or the blue of the Danube is greener than green.
The Danube isn't blue.
Am I blue?
No!
The Danube has another hue.
Who?
Me?
Who?
Fine, we all came clean.
Be all.
The Danube isn't blue.
Chance to meet an old friend, one whom we admire as a great guy as well as a wonderful musician. Nobody else but Alec Templeton. Alec, you were a guest on our program only 4 weeks ago. What brings you back again?
I couldn't believe it the first time.
Alec, my music isn't unusual. Why, there's nothing that the New York Philharmonic can play that I can't play.
That's right. I can just see Toscanini coming onto your podium and saying, Signor Sitti Slicarini, I want the crescendo on the cowbells, also on the washboards. I want a on the auto horn, and I want the sax section molto crescendo, molto ritardando, e molto lombardo.
You're right, Alec. I've heard him say it many times. Alec, you know, your piano playing is a little unpredictable, too. When you play, no one knows what's going to happen. Grieg might meet Gershwin, or Beethoven might meet Boogie Woogie.
Well, that's just what might happen now, Spike. Let's ask four people in the audience to give me two popular and two classical tunes, and I'll put them all together. The four in one. Let's have a popular tune first.
Two front teeth.
Two front teeth.
What?
Two front teeth.
Two front teeth. Now a classical one.
Classical number?
Chopin's Nocturne. Two front teeth. Another popular tune.
My Darling.
My Darling. Two front teeth, Chopin's Nocturne, and another classical one.
One more classical, ladies and gentlemen. Hungarian Rhapsody?
Hungarian Rhapsody.
Hungarian Rhapsody, Alex.
All I Want for Christmas, My Darling, and the Nocturne of Chopin.
Thank you.
Are you going to practice with a song, Professor?
Not today, Spike. Today I have a story that was inspired by your recording of You Wanna Buy a Bunny. It's about a little rabbit who was a very happy little rabbit. He didn't have a care in the world. He had a lot of money in the rabbit bank, and he was so happy, but he was hungry. So he looked out of his window, and it was a beautiful night to get something to eat. There were stars in the sky and snow on the green meadows and trees growing around his house like that. He said, I'll go get something to eat. So he started off through the green meadows, a very happy little rabbit, the lippity-dop, lippity-dop. He came to a tree, and leaning against the tree was another little rabbit, and this little rabbit was going... So the first rabbit says, what's the matter, buddy? Don't you feel so good? The other rabbit says, no, I feel horrible, horrible. He says, what's the trouble? He says, well, I haven't eaten for 5 days. For 5 days you haven't eaten? That's too bad. You come with me. I know just the place to go. So they started off together, the two of them. The one in front who felt good going, lippity-dop, lippity-dop. And the one behind who didn't feel so good going, loppity-lop, loppity-lop. Well, they went down to Farmer Brown's cabbage patch. Farmer Brown owned a cabbage patch nearby, and each one had one radish and one turnip and one piece of lettuce, see? So the first rabbit who felt bad before, he felt good. He said, oh, this is swell. Let's have another feast tomorrow night. And they said, okay. And they shook paws to make a deal. And the next night, I started off together, the two of them, very happy, lippity-dop, lippity. And they came to a tree, and leaning against the tree was another little rabbit, and this little rabbit was going, so the first two rabbits says, what's the matter, buddy? Don't you feel so good? And the other rabbit says, no, I feel horrible, gasping, gruesome. He said, what's the trouble? He said, well, I haven't eaten for 10 days. For 10 days, you haven't eaten. That's too bad. You come with us. We know this is a place to go. They started off together, the three of them. The two in front of them felt going, lippity-dop. And the one behind her didn't feel so good going, lopity, lopity, lopity. So they went down to Farmer Brown's cabbage patch, and each one had one radish and one turnip and one piece of lettuce. So the first rabbit felt bad before he felt good. Oh, this is swell. Okay, and they shook by the next. Three little rabbits, lopity, lopity, and they came to a tree, and leaning against the tree with another little rabbit. This little rabbit goes, oh, so the first three rabbits, what's the matter, buddy? It's horrible. What's the trouble? I haven't eaten for 100 days. Well, stupid. Start four, living there. And the one behind her didn't feel, lopity, lopity. So each one had one radish, one the next. 12 little rabbits, stupid. One rabbit, millions of rabbits. This kept up. And every night they meet a new little rabbit until pretty soon there were thousands of rabbits. Although each one only has one radish and one turnip and one piece of lettuce, it cuts down on the vegetables. They disappear. Go on. Whew. Farmer Brown couldn't figure it out. He just didn't know where all his vegetables were going. But we know, don't we?
Yes, this is Spike Jones. You say you're listening to a musical quiz program and you want to know the name of the mystery tune they're playing? Are you kidding? We don't even know the name of the tune we're playing.
By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and me, oh, how happy we'll be. When each wave comes a-rolling in, we will sink or swim.
And we'll float and play around the water,
over and under, and then up for air. My's rich, pie's rich, so now what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea.
Poffin, originally released a Spotlight review by CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System, for listeners in the United States. This program has been rebroadcast for United States servicemen and women overseas. Sergeant Russ Thompson speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
coming your way this lovely day from the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. It's the Big Band Swings Program, 88.7 KRVS, web, krvs.org. I'm Lee Kleinpeter. Dick Powell in 1934.
Let me take you back to my old hometown in Arkansas, where it seems I just can't make a hit with the girls. Maybe I'm too slow. Maybe I don't know how to approach them. I guess, though, it's because I'm so dumb and she's from the smart set. Still it's her on whom I have my heart set. For the day this miss appeared, freedom disappears. To my heart I fondly whispered farewell, and I prayed that it was made to wear well. But my hopes were met with scorn. Can I help but mourn? All the pity, she's oh so pretty. If I were witty, I'd make her fall. But I'm not witty, and she's so pretty. Oh, the pity of it all. Oh, how bitter, I say I'll quit her, or else consider myself a fool. Her eyelids twitter, then I can't quit her. Oh, how bitter, oh, how cruel. I love her dearly, so sincerely, till I'm nearly mad. Came smiling Smitty, and I'll admit he's strong and tall. And he's so witty, and she's so pretty. Oh, the pity of it all. Well, here we are right on Main Street back in the old hometown. And look, here comes Lulabelle. Well, hello, Lulabelle.
Hello, Dickie.
Come on, Lulabelle, let you and me go get a soda.
Oh, I don't want a soda right now, Dickie.
Ah, oh, there's that smiling Smitty again. Doggone him.
Hi, folks. Ouch.
Did I hurt you, Cream Puff?
No, you busted my suspenders.
Suspenders? I never wear them. I keep a pants up with thumbtacks. Say, you ever heard this one? The man in the front of the ice wagon weighs 200 pounds. What does the man in the back of the wagon weigh?
I give up. What does he weigh?
Ice.
that's silly.
Come on, Lulabelle. I got a dime. Let's get a soda.
All right. I'll go with you, Smitty.
I like chocolate. What flavor do you like?
Vanilla.
What do you feel like, Dickie?
Raspberry, Smitty. To our city came smiling Smitty, and I'll admit he is strong and tall. And he's so witty, and he's so pretty. Oh, the pity of it all.
Django and Stefan. Thank you. Sweet Georgia Brown. That was the quintet of the Hot Club of France. And Stefan taking it again, Stefan Grappelli. Fiddle, Django Reinhardt, guitar. Right now, Kenny Gill, guitar. Saw you standing, etc., etc. Kenny Gill, guitar, and Jules Madaire, drums, Travis Anderson, bass. Closing up another segment of the Big Band Swings program coming from the Avocado Room. I'm Lee Klein, Peter at 887, KRVS.org. Anything else?
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.